Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
We leave you this week with a phrase of turns. Mark Seth Linder accompanied some U.S. Fish and Wildlife scientists to Faulkner Island during their annual nest count of common terns and the endangered roseate tern. Faulkner is located off Guilford, Connecticut in Long Island Sound, and it's one of the terns' last safe retreats, and their angry cries send a clear message, keep out. To see some of Mark's photos of the Faulkner Island terns, go to our website, loe.org. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Bruce Gellerman, Annie Glosser, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Shriskandaraja, and Mitra Taj, with help from Sarah Calkins and Sammy Sousa. Our interns are Amanda Martinez and Megan Miner. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Learish-Dean composed our themes. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer. You can find us anytime at loe.org and check out our new Facebook page, PRI's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues, and Pax World Mutual Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.